Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Roberto Alejandro of the Afro. Roberto, some interesting things going here on a problem that everybody in Baltimore is aware of because you see it on the street all the time. And I'm talking about the, I guess it's an epidemic, really. It's just terrible amount of heroin addiction and sales and whatever else going on in the city.
Yeah, it's really a major problem, and it's been going on here for a long time. And the Department of Health and Human Services estimates that about 60,000 Baltimore City residents are addicted to heroin, which is basically 10% of the population, which is a pretty staggering figure.
And it strikes me that that number has been around for a long time.
Well, it really has. I was at a community association meeting a couple of weeks ago, the Matthew A. Henson Community Association, who is calling currently for congressional hearings into the ongoing heroin epidemic here in Baltimore. And one of the interesting things about being at these meetings is that they're largely attended by older residents of the community. And so they serve as a sort of historical memory of Baltimore City. And many people talked about how this has been going on since at least the 1950s.
Is it just the community association, or are other people lining up to say it's time to do something here?
I think throughout Baltimore, people feel like something needs to be done. There is, I think, a general sense that we've become complacent with the problem, and there are other community associations who have signed on to Matthew A. Henson's initiative, and a representative from Senator Cardin did say that Senator Cardin was interested in holding hearings after he completes the current hearings he's holding on racial profiling and law enforcement.
What specifically do you think the community wants?
I think that's a complicated issue because something like addiction and heroin addiction in particular is related to a lot of things, economic factors, the lack of jobs, the lack of availability of mental health services. Addiction is increasingly seen as a mental health issue. And according to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, only 7.4% of the over 8.9 million people in this country that have both a mental health and substance abuse disorder end up getting treatment for both. So Bernard McBride, who's the president and CEO of Behavior Health System Baltimore, which is the organization that oversees mental health services in the city, has said that he is focused right now on improving access to substance abuse treatment.
Do you have an idea of what the community group wants the federal government to do? Just more, I guess.
I think more than anything, they want the complacency to end, and they want to raise awareness about this issue because they have to walk through it every single day. It's in their neighborhoods. The drug dealers are on their corners. And for a lot of people who are in a position to do something about it, it's not necessarily in their face in the same way.
Sometimes you wonder whether political leaders want to focus on something like this on their home ground. But isn't it interesting that change like this or a movement toward change like this often comes from the community level, from down below?
Well, I think it has to. And they're the ones who are really in a position to both understand the scope and in some ways to provide some of the support that is absent because of the lack of mental health infrastructure that exists currently in the city.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on again.
For Roberto Alejandro, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.